فكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا. And the human being is most quarrelsome. He argues and disputes so much. As we hear so many people say, Allah doesn't will this for us. He does not will for us to be guided. And if he had wanted, we would have been. And they say, it's not our fault. And then others support them in this. Well, who from Muslim does not have a Quran? And how many from the mankind has been explained in so many ways? But man doesn't leave arguing. Muslims themselves argue. And man is most quarrelsome. Sometimes he argues about matters in the Quran, sometimes about a hadith, and also argues about the decrees of Allah, questioning why so-and-so is disabled, or why so-and-so is dying from hunger, or why so-and-so are dying in fighting, or if Islam is the perfect religion, why are the Muslims this way or that way? So many arguments in gatherings. Everyone thinks religion is free for all and has the freedom to say to please whatever they want. They speak negatively about Allah, na'udhu billah. While in this life, if anyone tries to speak against a leader of any country, then he will learn its consequences. Or even speaking in favor of a certain group of people, you can see the uproar from others. It is the mercy of Allah that despite people's behavior towards Allah, raising objections about his judgment and questioning his decrees, as if he needs to ask us for our decisions. So much disputes and regarding his commands, sometimes about Day of Qiyamah and then about Jannah or Jahannam or Hellfire or whatever he decrees for anyone in the world. It could be someone's death or suffering. So many discussions and disputes and raising objections. And man disputes in such a way as what he says supersedes decrees of Allah. Astaghfirullah. If we look at the sects, we see more dispute. Instead of understanding the examples set forth by Allah and obeying. And here it doesn't say that mankind cannot understand the examples, but it says that man disputes, continues with his disagreements. Instead of trying to understand, most people do not have knowledge of the Quran or any ahadith. They never learned about it, yet they dispute about it. And people will also dispute in the hereafter in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will say, I didn't do this or that. Then witnesses will be brought forth. Only then they will stop with their disputing. وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا. And what prevented the mankind that they believe? إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى. When came to them the guidance. What is meant by guidance here? The Quran. So when Quran came to them, what prevented them now that the truth has come? What else do they need? وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ. What is stopping them from seeking forgiveness from their Lord? Are they waiting for what befell those before them? إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Except there comes to them the way of the first ones. What came on the previous nations? The torment. Is this what they are waiting for? Then they will believe. The way of the previous nations, do they want to follow their ways? What prevents you from getting guidance? What stops you from getting guidance? But this is not something new. This was the way of the previous nations. إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Except that comes to them the way of the previous or the first ones. Meaning, they want to follow in their path. أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا. Or comes to them the punishment in front of them. Will they then do istighfar and seek forgiveness? Rather, no one seeking forgiveness benefited them when they did it after seeing the torment, the punishment coming. They want to follow the same way of the previous nations. This is nothing new, repeating their wrongs. When the prophets came to them, they too denied, as you are being denied, O Prophet. وَمَا نُرْسِلُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنْذِرِينَ. And did not Allah send the messengers except as ones giving glad tidings or good news, and ones who warned? Prophets came, and now the Quran is here. The prophets explained the books openly and clearly. What is Allah pleased with? What deeds are displeasing to Him? What is in the hereafter? What is the punishment? What is the book of Allah? They conveyed everything and did not hide anything. No one can hold Allah responsible, nor say, Allah didn't guide us. No, He sent prophets who warned and gave good news. But وَيُجَادِلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالْبَاطِلِ. And those who disbelieve, they dispute with their falsehood. Falsehood has no standing. They fabricate lies and mix up matters of truth. Why? لِيُضْهِبُوا بِهِ الْحَقِّ. So they invalidate with it the truth. Because of falsehood, people dispute. Before, people would say, why weren't angels sent as messengers? And they asked for miracles to be shown. Then they said other things and raised other objections with their falsehood. Even today, people argue and question with their falsehood. They question a hadith, saying it was from 1400 years ago. And they say, we only believe in the Quran, not the hadith. So many disputes, despite the fact there is no truth in what they say. But these people, they never gain true knowledge, yet dispute about it. Same with the disbelievers. If we look at certain media outlets, how they dispute with their falsehood against Islam, and they mislead others. And people listen to them and begin to agree with their false accusations about Islam. And then people turn away from Islam. This is what they want for people, to turn away from the truth. وَاتَّخَذُوا آيَاتِي وَمَا أُنذِرُوا هُزُوًا. And they take verses or ayat of Allah and what they were warned of as a mockery. They consider the warnings as a joke. Astaghfirullah. They laugh at matters of the Qiyamah. They make jokes about hellfire. They make jokes about ayat of Allah. Joking, meaning not to take them seriously. This is a very important ayah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ. Who is more unjust than one who, instead of gaining admonishment from ayat of Allah, فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا, turns away from it. وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ. And forgets to send ahead for himself. He doesn't think of his sins. Instead of repenting and turning to Allah, instead of thinking about their sins, they turn away from the reminders of Allah. Who do we consider unjust? We consider someone unjust who kills someone. Who does Quran say is a wrongdoer and unjust? All those to whom Quran is recited and they are admonished, yet they do not want to hear about it. They do not care nor worry about the sins that they have committed and have sent ahead. They have no worry for their sins, nor what will happen to them in the hereafter, nor they think about their accountability. Such a multitude of mankind has this mindset. While when people hear of the punishments of Allah for the wrongdoers, they say, those are so unjust. While who is more unjust than one who turns away from the one who created him and sustained him? Do we turn away from him without even thinking about our sins and fearing his consequences? Man keeps turning away and doesn't see his consequences or punishments in this life. And then says, what difference does it make if I turned away from the ayat and verses of Allah? And he sees himself prosper in this life, While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna ja'alna ala qulubihim akinnatan an yafqahuhu. Then they get their punishment. Allah puts a covering upon their hearts. He puts veils upon their hearts that prevents them from understanding the Quran. Their hearts get sealed. What does this mean? Their ability to get affected from hearing the ayat of Allah is taken away. Yafqahuhu is as in fiqh, meaning understanding a matter in depth. The word aql comes for understanding, but fiqh is a different word. As faqih is one understanding in depth, fiqh involves deep understanding by which a person's life changes and it affects the heart. Now, because of their hearts are no longer accessible, and no matter how much is read to them, so their hearts have covering and they do not understand. For example, when they see other people crying upon hearing the Quran, they do not understand why they are crying. This is because nothing is reaching their heart due to the akinnah, the covering. One example is of a class with so many students. It will not be that the students never understand the matter, but they can have a shallow understanding. But they will not get the fiqh by which their life is impacted. This is a punishment from Allah. They can learn as much as they want, even memorize, but it will not affect their hearts. This is something that we should be extremely fearful about. May Allah protect us from this punishment. People think the punishment is losing their businesses or sickness. When all is well, they think nothing is wrong. No, this is not the case. Rather, they don't even realize that Allah has punished them by putting veils upon their hearts, so they cannot understand. Even if they hear the ayat, they will not understand, and nor will their life change from it. The hearts will not take effect, nor become soft, nor will they cry. When there is a covering, how will anything enter it? وَفِي أَذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا. And in their ears is a hollowness, a dumbness. The truth is too much for them to hear. If they happen to hear about the ayat, perchance, the ayat become like this for them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Prophet, وَإِنْ تَدْعُوهُمْ. And if you call them, O Prophet, إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا. To the guidance, they will never come to the guidance because their hearts are covered. No one can say, why are their hearts covered? What is their fault? Did we see why? We see a cause and effect. The companions of the cave had faith, so Allah increased them in their guidance. These people do not like to hear the ayat of the verses of Allah. Instead, turn away their faces from the ayat. So Allah lets them turn away and puts a covering upon their hearts as a punishment. Even if they want to hear, they will not be able to. They consider it so invaluable that others have to run after them, begging them to take it, and they do not care for it. Rather, they are not even concerned for their sins, nor about seeking repentance for themselves. They are not even concerned about the hereafter. They have forgotten about the hereafter, and they are so indulged in this world that they do not even want to hear the ayat of Allah, and they turn away. Some people are such that even if someone tries their hardest to convey, they still do not budge, because upon their hearts is a veil, the covering. وَرَبُّكَ الْغَفُورُ ذُو الرَّحْمَةِ. And your Rabb is most forgiving, possessor of mercy. If anyone feels sympathetic towards those whose hearts have become covered, rather Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, and He is the one most forgiving and merciful. Therefore, He sent means of guidance to mankind. He sent His messengers and prophets. لَوْ يُؤَاخِذُهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا. If Allah seizes them because of what they earned, and if Allah wanted to grasp them for their turning away, لعجل لهم العذاب. Surely he would have hastened for them the punishment. The punishment would have come immediately, and they would not even have the opportunity to take one breath. And Allah could take away their opportunity of life from them. بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا. Other for them is an appointed time. So until that time, they can do whatever they please. As we see, some people say such horrible things about Islam, sometimes about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or disrespectful things about Allah. If Allah wills, He can finish them before a split second, or send upon them a punishment due to their objections, jokes, and mockery. Yet they are walking about. It makes one think, how can it be? If Deen of Allah is true, how are these people living and why don't they get punished? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the reason. That is, Allah has an appointed time for them. And when it comes, they will not be able to hide or escape. Maw'ila is a place of refuge where one hides. They will not have any place of refuge. While we like to see immediate results, here we see someone do something and wish for their immediate end. No, Allah is Halim and Sabur. He is forbearing and patient. Allah is Ghafoor, Zul Rahma. He gives time and chances. He is ready to forgive. When someone turns to Him, He doesn't grasp them immediately. He waits for people to return to Him. That's why He doesn't hasten to the punishment of people. We see from the seerah how Abu Sufyan fought against the Muslims, but Allah did not seize him right away. Allah gave him time until he believed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives time to mankind. He doesn't seize them immediately. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what will Allah do with punishing you? If you give thanks and you believe, why would He punish you? وَتِلْكَ الْقُرَىٰ أَهْلَكْنَاهُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا. And these towns or cities Allah destroyed was when they did wrong and their injustices. These previous nations were destroyed because of their wrongdoings and not without reason. And the conditions of these previous perished nations were in front of the people of Makkah. They used to pass by their dwellings and they knew how and why they were destroyed. Allah reminds the Kuffar of Makkah, they did wrong, that's why they were destroyed. You too remember, the Sunnah of Allah doesn't change. If you do injustice and do wrong, then it can come upon you as well. You are not the first ones to deny and do evils. Today we get worried when we see all the negative things being said against Islam. While these kind of people were always there, but they have an appointed time. They are not left alone forever. وَجَعَلْنَا لِمَهْلِكِهِمْ مَوْئِدًا. And we made for their destruction an appointed time. Allah gives them respite for certain time. They do not have this freedom forever. And up till their appointed time, Allah does not seize them. He gives them time. When the time comes, there is no delay in His coming. So people must reform themselves before it comes. And they must repent before that time. And before that time, they should come out of their heedlessness. Every individual has an appointed time. And so does every nation has an appointed time. When an individual does wrong and injustices, this will be dealt with. And when the nations do wrong and injustice, then they will be dealt with as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to learn, understand, and act upon what we learn. Ameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Okay, please listen to the tilawa.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا فما سجدوا إلا إبليس كان من الجن إلا إبليس كان من الجن ففسق عن أمر ربه أفتتخذونه وذريته أولياء من دوني وهم لكم عدو بئس للظالمين بدلا ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا ورأى المجرمون النار فظنوا أنهم مواقعوها ولم يجدوا عنها مصرفا ولقد صرفنا في هذا القرآن للناس من كل مثل وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا وما منع الناس أن يؤمنوا إذ جاءهم الهدى ويستغفروا ربهم إلا أن تأتيهم سنة الأولين أو يأتيهم العذاب قبلا وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا ومن أظلم ممن ذكر بآيات ربه فأعرض عنها ونسي ما قدمت يداه إنا جعلنا على قلوبهم أكنة أن يفقهوه وفي آذانهم وقرا وإن تدعوهم إلى الهدى فلن يهتدوا إذا أبدا وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا